You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Jeff, Michigan is in the news. I'm sure you're aware of that. Let's talk about another Michigan man, Roman Wilson. There seems to be some thought out there that he's played his last game with the Steelers this season, and maybe he's played his last game for the Steelers, period. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far yet. I mean, injuries could happen that could put him right back in the mix. I think he's, and right now he's only one injury away from getting back in there. I mean, there's obviously some things he needs to improve. You know, he kind of thought he was turning a corner, and you know, you bring in a guy off the practice squad, and then you sign a 35-year-old who admits it's his last season because you think it's a better option. So there's obviously things he needs to improve, but I don't think they're willing to just throw him away at this point. I think they kind of hoped last year for some wake-up calls. And I think this year maybe not that they did this specifically for Roman, but I think what they're hoping is that a fringe benefit would be that he would take something a little bit differently than he has.
Whose doghouse is he more in, Mike Tomlin's or Aaron Rodgers'?
I mean, Rodgers publicly will say nothing but really good things. And you notice when he always says it, it's about his potential. Not about where he's at, but about his potential. And I think he's trying to light a fire under him or get him going in the right direction. So I would say it's more Aaron's right now, which makes it Mike's decision to put guys in there that Adam Thielen, MVS, that Aaron is comfortable with.
What happened, though, from the optimism in the preseason and before the year? What changed during the season with him, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, we saw a couple times visually, most notably that route in the end zone where he ran it a little too shallow, where Rodgers, you know, kind of didn't lose his mind, but pointed out very obviously to everybody that, you know, he ran that route too shallow. I think there are things like that that have annoyed the quarterback and have led them to look for other options. And, I mean, the athleticism is there. You see it at times. We've seen it in games. You know, the touchdown didn't come at a game-changing moment, but he has made some athletic plays that get you excited about it. It's just not consistent enough. And I think that is what has been missing. And if you look at the underlier about how much better it was at practice with those receivers in there, I mean, it's telling you there's something missing. And the one constant in that situation is Roman Wilson.
I mean, is this a situation where people just think he kind of doesn't have the want to be great? Like, is it a focus thing? We always heard about Broderick Jones, like, before he got hurt this year. Guys really like him, infectious, like, presence. needs to work on being a little bit more of a pro, but never a, there was never like this idea of Broderick Jones doesn't want to be good. So what's the deal with Wilson on that front?
Yeah, I mean, he's not a guy where you see like joking around or dancing or doing anything where it's you know, it's obvious like, hey, he's not paying attention or he's not doing what he needs to. But and if you watch him in drills, it seems like most of the time that he's doing the drills to an optimum level and that he's doing them the way that you should. And there's not, if you'd watch them, you wouldn't notice him any differently than anybody else, as if he were falling behind. But there's just something missing when they go into game planning. And there are times, listen, guys, in practice that we don't see when they're doing specific game planning stuff that he may not be doing what is required of him in moments where we're not allowed to watch.
Jeff, I'm going to ask you to look into your crystal ball. Do you think the Steelers week one starting quarterback in 2026 is on their roster right now?
Oh, man, that is a great question. Because this great quarterback draft has turned out to be anything but. Man, that's tough. If Rodgers finishes strong and he's healthy, and I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that he could be your quarterback, but I'll say no, that the next quarterback is not on the roster right now.
Ooh.
Jeff, I'll streamline something Andrew and I just did for your purposes. Since we all talk about MVP, this and that, give me your biggest Steelers surprise to this point in the season and your biggest Steelers disappointment to this point in the season.
You know what? Overall, not knowing what they were going to get in him and coming off his best yardage game, probably Aaron is my biggest surprise. I just didn't know what to expect, but from the intangibles, all the things that we've discussed over the last couple of months, I would say it'd be him. Disappointment.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'll say disappointment overall is not more production from the tight ends. You thought going in, man, look at the strength they have at tight ends. Why are they not getting more production from them?
You're excluding Washington from that group. You're talking about Freiermuth and Smith.
And I don't think it's a specific thing. I just look at the talent in that group and like, how are they not figuring out ways to use them more often in the offense?
Hey, Jeff, I'm gonna say something too. We've mentioned this guy briefly on the show, but he doesn't relative to where he was picked this year and how little he's done. And by little, I mean literally almost nothing. how disappointing is Caleb Johnson? How high up is he on that?
Oh, that's a good call, Multi.
Because, like, that's a third-round pick, and I know that their running backs have been decent. If you take Gainwell and Warren as, like, a collective, their entire stat line is not bad, actually. This dude was supposed to be different than Najee Harris, a whoosh at camp. When he runs, there's a burst and a breeze. He's done nothing. Nothing. He doesn't even have 100 yards from scrimmage this year.
Yeah, that is a good one. It's harder for me with rookies as I look at them, say, compared to the tight ends who all have NFL pedigrees, except really for Washington. But I understand your point. They are trying to weave him in. But I think the fact that Gainwell has been better than most people thought he would be, or more productive than most thought he would be, and Jaylen Warren has had moments where he's done well, I don't know that there have been a ton of opportunities, or that, Chris, probably to your point, he hasn't earned more opportunities to get out there.
All right, Jeff, I'm going to ask you two more quarterback questions here. Do you think the Steelers would be willing, given their history, to trade multiple first-round picks? So we're talking their pick and then maybe one or two in the future to move up into the top three in next April's draft for a quarterback. Does that strike you as something that would actually be on the table for them, yes or no?
No. Moving up, using those picks as collateral, yes. If a quarterback they love would fall down, but to get up, to trade multiple first rounders to get up there for Mendoza or Dante Moore, I would be stunned if that happened.
And then the next one is on your guy, Will Howard. Do you think that they realistically view him as a backup quarterback? Or do you think there are actually people in that organization who are like, maybe we actually do have a diamond in the rough in the sixth round who has a chance to be a starting quarterback?
I think before people in the organization would feel that, they at least need to see him in preseason games. Like, just seeing him in practice, I don't think is enough to know what you have. So point being, I don't know that they would go into next year saying, we could just go with Will Howard as a starting quarterback. I think there's more that he would have to prove to get in that type of realm.
That was the Hawk Report with Jeff Hathorn. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, boys.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.